We're coming towards the end of the Sefer, and the end is going to lead into Bez Hashem, but I decided what we're going to continue with. I'm not going to discuss it right now. Let me just jump to something very exciting. But we're on page Reish Lamed Beis. Reish Lamed Beis. And Das Mi the Secher. We're learning about Shtika de Tikkun. Like all of the midas that we've been learning throughout the entire Sefer that come from the Yesod HaOfer and that need tikkunim with all of the other Yesodis, there is a shtika, there is a silence that is destructive and there's a silence that's constructive. There is a shtika from the side of impurity, of tumah, and there's a shtika from the side of kedusha. So we're learning about shtika de tikkun. We were talking about last week about Rachel Imenu and Yaakov Avinu, that Rachel Imenu was the koch of shtika. Chazal tells us that she was silent and she had children and grandchildren that were silent, that understood how to use silence in a holy way. And that Yaakov Avinu, through his relationship with Rachel, came to the Madrega of Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov. The voice of Yaakov, not just the words of Yaakov. Now, what we're going to learn about today is this tikkun of shtika with a certain type of a voice, of a call, of a sound, even of a scream, but one that can't be heard by anybody else, one that's not heard by anyone else. And this is what we ended with last week. Stenavi says, Tzak libam el Hashem. There is such a thing that the heart is screaming out to God. Tzak libam el Hashem. Of screaming in a way of silence, which is Hakol Kol Yaakov. So on the bottom of page Reish Lamed Beis, Tzak libam el Hashem. Hechen mezgalav chanazul lefaneinu. Dibur in Yano Chalukas Hakol Lechamisha Mitzoyis HaPer B'chav Bezoyisi. Speech takes kol, takes the sound, takes the voice, and using the different pronunciations of the mouth and the 22 letters, all together the 27 letters, but with the end letters, but taking that sound and with the letters, and Dibur speech uses that to create words. On the other hand, Kol itself, sound itself, the voice itself, Hu Davar Echad Pashut. Sheinu Megil De'Oseh Chalukah Shel Chav Beis Oseis. The sound itself, a sound, is one that is not divided or differentiated into the different with the letters to create words. It's just the sound. Obviously, the sound can be divided in different ways, like by the shofar. It could be a tkiya, it could be a shvarm, it could be a trua. But the sound does not come into the 22 letters. The sound itself, the kol itself, is not enclosed in the 22 letters of speech. It's a sound. It's a sound. It's like the shofar. It's a sound. A kol. Zo koch ha-kol shenimsa benefesh. This ability for a person to make a sound, but that sound or that call or that cry does not materialize in speech, in words, in oisius, in letters, is koch ha-kol benefesh. There's a koch ha-kol benefesh ha-odam. What is this koch ha-kol benefesh ha-odam? This is a very, very big subject in the Sfarim HaKadosha, the union of sound without words. On a deeper level, a sound that's internal that other people can't hear. That's the highest level of sound that no one else can hear, which is tsoak libam, the heart screaming out. Not that anyone else hears, it's an internal scream, a cry, a call from inside. So the bottom of Reish Lamed Beis, kol kol sheyesh la'odam be'ev she'usa la'halbish lov aisyas l'hashim no aisyas v'chayza chalila. A person has the choice to take the sound, that ability that one has to make sounds, and to be malbish the sounds, to enclose the sounds in letters, to dress them up in letters, to take the letters away from the sound. And that's called speech, speaking. Speech establishes the sound that is a certain point that you're making with those words, and you're excluding all other meanings by saying specific words. So you say, I'm cold, I'm hot. So the cold, the voice is mislabish in those letters of hot or cold, or cham, kar. The voice is mislabish in those letters, and it's saying, this is what I'm trying to communicate. This is what I'm saying. Hakol mamad sadova kimitzias shaloi hislab shavoisis. On the other hand, sound itself, the raw sound, voice, kol, is a mitzias, but it's a mitzias shaloi hislab shavoisis. It's a mitzias that has not become enclosed in oisis and letters. Oftentimes, that's the choice of the person. Sometimes there are feelings that are so unbelievably strong, they can only come out in a scream or a cry, and they cannot be mislabish and ices. They can't find letters. They can't become contained or constricted in letters and ices. Just a sound. Kol chosn v'kol kal. Kol mitzal z'chasanim chupas mar mishteni gnos. Kol chosn v'kol kal. There are things that can't be put into words. B'milim shutas, page Reish Lamed Gimel, in simple words, hakol megia mehareya, voice, sound, comes from the lungs, over derech hakonav yetzim hapeh, goes by way of the throat, of the windpipe, the esophagus, and comes out of the mouth. Kasha hu megia legorin, when that voice or that air comes into the throat, it's mischalik la'isias agar. It can become enclosed in the letters of the throat, or the oisias achech, the letters of the mouth, oisias taloshim, the tongue, lamed, and so on, the letters, oisias ashenayim, the letters of that where we use our teeth, oisias asosayim, the letters like mem, where we use our lips. And by using the different parts of our throat, our teeth, our mouth, and so on, we are able to take that raw sound, and we're able to be malbushit in the ices that come from these parts of the body. And that's called speaking. Amitzad tzoak libam el Hashem, but when it says in Eicha, tzoak libam el Hashem, that the heart was crying out to Hashem. Zu shtika midibur. It's a silence of speech. You know, the Talmud Baal Shem, we don't have really Torahs for them on Tisha B'Av. In the parashiyos of Devarim at that time, or Chazayin, so the tzaddikim would talk about the Churban. But we don't find that by the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov that they had, that they, on Tisha B'Av itself, that they would say Tirus. The fact that I have no choice but to do that is something which I would rather not do, to speak on Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk says, Ne'alamti Dumiya, that the crushing tragedy of the Churban was so great that the Navi said, I am silenced. I can't speak. I cannot speak. I'm silent. Eicha says, Tzok libam al Hashem. And nowadays, Tisha B'Av is the biggest day of speaking of the whole year. It's also just part of what has to take place, unfortunately, because of the shidchius, because of the superficiality, the shallowness of the times that we're in, that in order to get a Jew to think about something said, you have to scream at him for 2 hours about the Holocaust, and maybe he'll squeeze out one tear. I mean, I hate to sound so cynical, but the avodah of Tisha B'Av is really dumia, ne'elamti. I am deaf. I am mute. I am muted by the pain. I can't speak. I can't speak. And davka on Tisha B'Av, there's no more speaking going on than on the day of Tisha B'Av. All the speeches. And there's only the last few years. We didn't have that when I was growing up. Everybody just said kinnis, and that was it. There were no speeches. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be. Nowadays, it's not viable because you have to try to reach people. And nowadays, the silence doesn't work. Silence only means that I'm finished with davening. I can go home and do other stuff. But the Navi's silence and the silence of a person who lo aleinu is sitting in Avelis is what the deepest silence of Tzoach Libam El Hashem, of the heart that's screaming and crying in pain, in such a pain that it can't be enclosed in the oasis of the Aleph Beis. That's really on a higher level. That's the tikkun of the damaging words that were spoken by the Meraglim when they came back and they gave a false report, or they gave that report on that first Tisha B'Av. Was that Tisha B'Av that caused all future Tisha B'Avs, that Tisha B'Av was the day where speech was used in a very damaging way. The diburim of the Meraglim brought upon us Tisha B'Av, and all the tzaros of Tisha B'Av. On the highest level, the tikkun of the damaging speech of speak the damaging words of the Meraglim is Ne'elamti Dumiya, is the after the silence of Tisha B'Av, not speaking on Tisha B'Av, sitting silently and feeling that, absorbing that, and coming to a madrega of Ne'elamti Dumiya, that I can't say anything. I can't talk. Shtika. That's a madrega of being Misaka in the Indian of the Meraglim, of the speaking of the Meraglim. So we're not holding by that. So we spend the whole day Tisha B'Av with speeches. And I'm saying it's a good thing now and has to be done now, but we should not think that that's the tachlis. It's not the tachlis. If you have lo aleinu, if there's a family and there are 10 children and the mother died, you don't have to give them speeches about feeling pain. You don't have to give them a speech. If we would feel the Churban, if it would mean anything to us, the matzav of Golis and the Tzara Shechina, we wouldn't have to have Tisha B'Av as the Yom Iyun, as a day of reflection and study. It would be a day of silence. But we're not holding by that. So we need all kinds of diburim to bring us into a certain frame of mind. So we understand that the highest part of davening, when we mamish coming to that place of atzilus, of the highest reality, it's silent. Shemoneh Esrei is silent. And the more one enters into that inyan of the silence of Shemoneh Esrei in Pnimis HaTorah, the more you realize how dangerous it is to make a sound during Shemoneh Esrei. Which in the Nigla of Torah, it's not so clear. If you're by yourself, if you're not bothering anybody else, if no one hears you and you just whisper, v'chulu v'chulu. But when you learn Pnimis HaTorah, and the deeper you go into the world of Pnimis HaTorah, the more obvious it is that Shemoneh Esrei has to be absolutely silent. And Chazal say, Ein Amida Ela Shtika. The next sentence in the Sefer. Ein Amida Ela Shtika. Shemoneh Esrei is called Amida. It doesn't just mean standing up when you say it. It means La Amod. It means that speech stops. Amida means when something is paused, when something stops, not just standing up. In Ein Amida El Shtika. Amehu Oymeid. So Dir Azar HaKadosh. B'shoa Sh'odim Medaber Humananea Shiva Evar. That when a person is speaking, there is a lot of movement that's taking place. The Shiva Evarim is a lotion. The tongue is the shinayim, the teeth is a basar, it's a lave, and so on. There's a lot of motion, there's a lot of commotion that takes place when a person is speaking. Kasha hu shaysek, but when a person is silent, hu bets a mamid is sheva kaychas alol. He's holding back, ma'amid. He's holding back these kaychas, that they're silent, they're still. That everything becomes still. In Yiddish, the silent Shemoneh Esrei is the stille Shemoneh Esrei. And in English, still, silent. That's Amida. Kasha hu shoyse gebet samamid esheva kaychas alolu. And when all of that activity of sound, of voice, when all of that activity is put on hold by Shemoneh Esrei, all that's left is Tzoak Libba Melashem, is the heart crying out to Hashem. That's the highest part of that. Davka silence. The minig is to end Yom Kippur with the Tkiyah Shofar. It means higher than Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kivayda Hashem Elokim. You come to Tkiyah. B'chlal, the whole Avayda of Yom Nirayim is Ola Elokim B'Sua Hashem B'Kol Shofar. The whole meaning of the Shofar is a wondrous thing. And that the whole Tkufa is completed with the tkiyah by a ne'ilah. And then really the minig of the tzaddikim is by Hoshana Rabbah. The tkiyah shofar by the hakafas of Hoshana Rabbah. In the same way that the kibush of Eretz Yisrael by Yericho was with the sound of the shofar, with the sound. So Shemoneh Esrei is the highest form of expression of tefillah, of tzoak liba mel Hashem, and it's davke shtika, it's silent. Kol tzoak migiyim imakim shloi boli dechaluke zu shel hadash shel chilkes hakol ha'isis. A scream comes like where one's intellect hasn't divided the sound and differentiated the sound into letters to form words and sentences and so on. It's the call, it's the raw sound of the voice itself. That's what a tzok is, a scream. Zuav chanashi yamei Rosh Hashanah. Shuzman tzok alakol, like the Rambam says, that the time of Hashanah, says, I mean, true, is a time of tzok alakol. It's a time of tzok, of screaming. Again, when we were on a higher madrega, the whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah be'emes was in the Beis HaMikdash, of course, and the sound of the shofar. Over the years, Malchias, Zechrinus, Shofars, and the Machzor, as you all have noticed, even in our short period of time that we've been occupying, some a little bit more, some a little bit less, you've all noticed how the Machzor has gotten fatter and fatter. The Machzor has gotten much fatter over the years. 1,000 years ago, what was the Machzor? 2,000 years ago. And we're only saying some of the Machzor. When you look underneath there, that's what the Yekkes have there and they say a lot of it still. And you find in the Ashkenaz Machzorim, you see there's all the piyutim, that one of the happiest feelings that every Jew has on Rosh Hashanah Kippur is skipping all that stuff. Sfaradim don't have all that stuff. It's a much more bare bones tefillah and much easier to understand. But the Ashkenazim who have become less connected to the Midah of Chochmah and have descended more into the Inyan of Bina, so they need more and more and more words. Sfaradim cry easily. Ashkenazim need much more words to cry. It's an interesting thing. Is the Bechina of Chochmah is Tzorak Libam al Hashem, which is much more connected to the Svardim, which is why in Esh Kodesh our Baal Tokei is a Svardim, who I'm looking at right now, who I love so much. Not that Ashkenazim Apostle Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Chalil. But Yom Benj is also great, and Harav Lozer Shtoyf is wonderful, Ashkenaz Svardim. But I, it's important to understand that there's an akuda of Tzorak Libam al Hashem, where Sfarad Shiit has an advantage over an Ashkenazi. And the Machzor has become so fat over the years, not because we're on a higher level than our ancestors. The same way that the whole day of Tisha B'Av is with speeches and with all kinds of fancy, seminars, advice, what goes on Tisha B'Av. It's not a Madrega. It's a Pchis. It's a Chaval. It's chaval. The same way that that the Rebbe Abzusha would, as I've told over many times, that when the Mizrucha Mag would begin and say Vadabash Shema Moshe Lema, the Rebbe Abzusha would pass out. He would start to scream out. The Baruch Shem is talking to a human being, and the other tzaddikim, the Talmidim, were laughing. The Rebbe Abzusha couldn't hear the drasha, and the Mizrucha Mag, they had to take him away because he went out of his kelim. And they were laughing. The Mizrucha Magid said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Reb Zushi is on such a madrega." He says, "The emes is that it would be enough if it just said Vaydaber Shem Moshe Lema, and there wouldn't have to be everything else. All the extra words is not because of a madrega; it's because of a lower madrega. It was Tarshav Chsav, then became Tarshav Al Peh. So no longer on the level of the time of Nevi'im. So everything became more words, more, more, more." Much more words. The Machzor has become much bigger. And we need all the slichas. Also, it's interesting. The Sfaradish slichas. They say the same words every day. That's not an amazing thing. And not only that, they get much more excited about it. Even though we have different words every day, you look at the Sfaradim. They say the same slichas, and they say it the whole Elul. Same slichas, same words. Everybody's all excited. Ashkenazim, they try to change it up every day for us. Make me, get a little bit emotion out of an Ashkenazi. So you try to change up the slichas every day, something different. Yeah. It's an interesting thing. Zolostam. Zolostam. You see the clip that they have of the Svadna by the Kaisel by slichas? You ever see that? They get like, there's like 150,000 Jews standing there. From, not from. Hands on the head. Yarmulkes on the head. They're sliches. Because the Indian of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Zman Tz'aka L'Hakol. The emes is, it's the Hemshech of Tisha B'Av. It's the Hemshech of Tisha B'Av. Through those days, till you come to Yom Kippur, the tikkunim of Cheta Egel, Shavasar B'Tamas, and all the tshuva that goes on through Tisha B'Av and Elul, and comes to Yom Kippur, until Yom Kippur ends with what? The scream of the Shofar. With the sound of the Shofar. Zman Tz'aka L'Hakol. Hagdoras Hador V'Hishka Shtika Midibur Bo'oimik Mevi'es Adam L'Tzvak Libam Al Hashem. So he's explaining that Shtika, silence in a holy way, silence is able to put a person in touch with that Tzvak Libam Al Hashem, with the screaming of the heart. Once you already take the sound and you make it already into and you malbish it already with all the activity of the throat and the teeth and the lips and the mouth, and you malbish already, now you see it's already, it's a big tzimtzum from the place of where it came from. It's already a tzimtzum. It's already going through all kinds of kalim and kalim shinim. That was the heart's feeling is passing through all kinds of kalim, the lips, the teeth, and so on, until it comes out into oisis, into words. But Tzak Libam Al Hashem is a place kaidim the tzimtzum. Before the tzimtzum, before the constrictive activity of the throat, the lips, you know, the all of that stuff, until you have actual words and sentences. That's Tzak Libam Al Hashem. We're not talking about just a person who has nothing to say and he's silent. That doesn't mean anything. There's nothing. There's no feelings, and there are no feelings, and there's nothing to say. That silence is stam. It's a shum davar. It's just nothing. But when you have a person who has a million things to say, but it's retracted from that place of speech into the world of sound, and even deeper into the sound of the heart of Tzak Libam Al Hashem. That's the greatness of Shtika of Vayidom Aaron. When Aaron was silent, he had what to say. He had a lot to say. But he came to that place of Dmama, of Vayidom. Vayidom Aaron, of Tzorach Libam Al Hashem, and there's such a madrega that even to silence the heart, but that's we'll talk about later. Tzorach Libam Al Hashem, Zui Avchanes Raks Vaseha Na'ois, the Koloi LaYishamas on Rosh Hashanah, we read the Haftarah of Chana, the mother of Shmuel Navi. When she came to the Mishkan in Shiloh by Eli Navi, by Eli HaKoyin, and she came over there to Eli HaKoyin, and the Navi tells us, "Raksvaseh nois the kolay yishama." We learned this haftarah on Rosh Hashanah, and it took place. That's when it took place. And the pasuk says, "Raksvaseh nois." Her lips were moving, but the koyla lo yishama, but her voice wasn't heard. As you know, the Gemara Brachas learns out from the tefillah, the Amida of Chana. The Gemara learns out halachas of Shemoneh Esrei, of how to daven Shemoneh Esrei. "Raksvaseh nois," the koyla lo yishama. She was silent. Eli saw that her lips were moving, but she was silent. Shemizgalu b'tfilas amida, shestika nikras amida. But the shestika, silence is called amida, and that's the davening of amida. that we learn out from Chana, these halachas. The shosh adam oimed betfilas ha'amida l'chayruz o tefila belachash. When a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, l'chayruz it's called tefila belachash. It's called a tefila belachash. Tefila of whispering. Of whispering, lachash. Aval ba'oimek, k'may sha'oimer b'al Shem Tov HaKadosh, ha'peh medaber belachash. Aval ha'lev tzoeg. The Baal Shem HaKadosh has on this some very, very deep tirus. If you look in the Baal Shem Tov HaTaira, there in Parshas Noach, what has the whole arichas on davening, the meaning of davening, there's a whole arichas in the Baal Shem Tov HaTaira. So there we have a likud of the Baal Shem Tov's teachings on this inyan that I mentioned last week, of screaming in silence, which is what Rav Schwartz is alluding to over here. Ha'peh medaber belachash, that by Shemoneh Esrei, the mouth is whispering the words, the letters of ha'lev tzoeg, but the ikur is the screaming of the heart. The screaming of the heart. That's why the Baal Shem Tov teaches us that the highest davening is when a person is able to hear the letters in his brain pounding, screaming in his brain. So when you say the words Magen Avraham, you whisper them, but inside your heart and inside your mind, you hear that Magen Avraham as a scream, a holler inside. Of Tzoach Liba Mel Hashem. Ha'peh medaber belachash aval ha'lev tzoeg. Zui shtika midibur. Ha'kol lo yotze me'ha'peh. This is a shtika. Shemoneh Esrei is not complete silence, where there's no hisaris of kol at all, but it is an amida from any voice that comes out in an audible way, in the form of dibur from the mouth, in an audible way. Achunisha belev. So the ik of Shemoneh Esrei is nisha belev, is in the heart. Zo oimek hashtika min hadibur. This is a shtika from dibur. Even though we are saying those letters, we're saying the oisis, but the ik is this screaming inside the head, inside the heart. Rabbi Nachman in Lamed Vav, in Torah Lamed Vav, in the first Chalik Lamed Vav, Rabbi Nachman there speaks about Beis Yaakov Baba Golus, when the Jewish people are in Golus, Tachas Yad Shivim Lashinas, and we're under the control of the 70 nations that are called Lashinas. The 70 Lashinas. That means, he says, that we are in the Golus of their terrible Midas, that are expressed primarily through the way that they speak. Azahira MS Shivan Kolam. And the Jewish people screams out from the heart 70 screams. So the screams of a woman when she's giving birth to a baby. That's what Rabbi Nachman speaks about. Shivan Kolam, the 70 Kailas, screaming. And Torah Lamed Vav speaks about this in you. Rabbi Nachman speaks about the Baal Shem Tov, this Torah from the Baal Shem Tov in a number of places. This silent scream is a very, very advanced, a very advanced type of his hisbodedus as well, of being even amongst many people, of being out and being able to scream within without making a sound that anybody is able to hear. Screaming within, internally, without making any sounds. It's a big inyan by Rabbi Nachman in his Baidudus. So this shtika that we're talking about is shtika zuhi, shtika de tikkun. Is the shtika of tikkun, is elevated, perfected silence. It's a shtika for shtika. You see this also, Chavir, you see this also. There's a Torah from the Avinezer that the Shem Yishmol, that his son brings. It says by Chana, you remember it says, V'yach shiveha eli l'shikaira. Eli thought that she was drunk. She's standing there not making any sounds and mumbling. And it says in the Pasuk that she told Eli, Isha kshas ruach anoichi. I'm not drunk, I didn't have any wine, but I'm a woman of bitter spirit. Kshas ruach anoichi. And we learned earlier in the Sefer that kshas is the oisis shasok, silent. In other words, she was saying, I'm in such pain, ze kokach kasheli, that I can't verbalize my feelings, and I can't even make it a sound. It's my heart is screaming. So therefore, she's called a kshas ruach. Kshas is the oisis shasok, shtika. And Avni Nezer explains, which I mentioned once or twice over the years, Avni Nezer explains that it's the same oisis, shin sof kuf, shtika, and kshas ruach is the same oisis as keshes. Keshes means the bow, that you shoot the arrow with a bow. And Avni Nezer says that the further you pull the string back, further and further and further, the greater the arrow is propelled into the sky. So the deeper the emotions are, Rav Neza says, the greater the shtika, the more silent. And the more powerful is that davening. Therefore, the most powerful davening is the sound of the shayf. Shtika, kshas ruach, keshes, like a bow and arrow. Davening is like an arrow, but you have to pull the string all the way back to shoot it up high. You have to pull it all the way deep inside to a place of Sa'ach Liba Malashem. Sa'ach Amegiyah Mimamaki Halev. Me'amokim Shami Beten Sha'ol Shivati. So on Yom Kippur, by Maftir Yoyne, by Mincha, as we prepare for the sound of the Shofar after Ne'ilah, so we have the story of Yonah swallowed up by the dog, by the fish, and me beten shaol shivat. I'm crying out to you, I'm screaming out to you from the belly of hell, of Sha'ol. From the darkest place, the most disgusting place. Nimsa Shahamokam Anomach Biyoise. Sheol, I translated it as hell. Sheol means the deepest place is Sheol. Deepest, I mean, it means the darkest, the lowest place is Sheol. Sheol. Vayered Sheol, Vayoal. Sheol is the lowest, worst place. Shamok ha-manomach b'yoyseh garim tzalok ha-yoyseh gadol. And therefore, when a Jew is in the worst place, like Yonah, when a person is in the worst place, that feeling before the end of Yom Kippur, what am I going to do? And there's a feeling of unbelievable desperation and fear. That's called mi beten sha'ol shivat. Mr. Shahamokam anomach b'yoyse garim tsa'okir yoyse gedoyla. The biggest davener that the Jewish people have is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech comes from the lowest place on earth, which is stone. That's what David HaMelech was first, because of the daughters of Lot and Moab. That's where David HaMelech comes. The shurish of David HaMelech is from Mamish, from the Sheol, from the lowest point on the face of the earth, which is stone. Kazu Shayna Megillah de Isis. Such a scream can't be put into letters, into words. This is the deepest tikkun of this shtika that comes from Yisayda Ofer, from the silence of the earth. The Balatanya in Likutei Torah, Shoshana, the union of Mimamakim Krasicha, the different Mamakim Benefesh, the different levels of Mamakim in the soul, where there he speaks about the union of the Shaifa, and why is it that we say during the time of between from Hashem Yikip, we say Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem. It's a place that cannot be mislabesh and Isis in letters and words. The mamakim. The Tanya speaks about the 10 mamakim of the soul. But when a person is in a place of desperation, of sha'ol, so he can't put it into words. Also when a person is in a very, very, very elevated, in the highest place, also. Zeh lo yochel, the last line of Reish Tam Gimel. Zeh lo yochel agiyah mitzad yisayd haruach. Rak mitzad yisayd ha'ofer, ha'megal b'nefesh koyach shel tzaka. Speech comes through ruach. That's all the activity of the air, of the oxygen, with the lungs and with the vocal cords and the lips, the tongue, the teeth. That's deep work. But when we're talking about this deepest scream, that can only come from, that doesn't come from avir, from ruach. It comes from the yisod ofer, from shtika. Megala benefesh koach shel tzaka shena bali de oisius, because that's megala, a certain koach in the soul of tzoach liba mal Hashem that doesn't come into Isis, into letters. Page Reish Lamed Dalet. Kol zman shemat tzovah shel adam noyach ragua. As long as a person is in a relaxed and calm state, v'she'en bo yavchanes mikoytze ruach u'mavoyda kosher. So he's not like, you know, like it was in Mitzrayim. He's in a relaxed state, things are good. Then he's able to speak in regular words, using the koch of air, of ruach, and he's able to speak. When a person is calm and he's relaxed. When you open up Sefer Shmais, you see that the Jews are not able to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu is not able to speak. The people are not speaking. What are they doing? They're krechzing. They're screaming, they're krechzing. They can't put it into Isis. Moshe Rabbeinu can't say things. And an Am Yisrael can't say it's, everything is very Yizaku. Why? Because they were crushed because ruach mavadokosh. Koitzeruach. In order to speak, you have to have ruach. When a person has no ruach, he can't say anything. He can't put it into Isis. So that's how we were in Mitzrayim. Koitzeruach mavadokosh. Atetzorah hiva Yizaku atal shavasim l'Hashem. So we couldn't daven regular because the pain was beyond words, and we didn't have a ruach to utter words, to articulate ourselves. So what came out was screaming, Vayizaku. And then it says in the Pasuk, oh, Batal Shavosim Lashem, such a scream that goes to Hashem. If we'd be able to have mamish, a Tisha B'Av that's silent, not lying in bed waiting for it to end, But a Tisha B'Av that's silent because the pain is so great that we wouldn't be able to speak, so then Mashiach would come. What's a Tisha B'Av? But so far on Tisha B'Av, I'm slated to speak like a bunch of times. And even before that, I have to make believers Tisha B'Av and make videos for some places. If we would be'emes come to that place of Tzach Libam al Hashem, Mashiach would come. Like it says by Mitzrayim, when we couldn't speak anymore, and we came to a place of Yizaku, and Batal Shavasam al Hashem, then it brought to the four Lashonis of Geula. The Hashem said, Zaka screaming and crying, that comes from a place of tit ulevenim, from mortar, from filth, from bricks. It comes from chayma v'ofer, from dirt. Ma'aymek shal tachtias, when you feel like your mom is being buried alive, and you're in Gehenna. When there comes a scream, it can't be put into letters, into words. And this is why our generation, it's so hard for our generation to daven. Davening doesn't go in our generation. Here and there are some yechidim, but for the most part, davening doesn't go. Because, Baruch Hashem, we're not in the titan levenim, we're not in the bricks of Egypt. We don't have to schlep up big boulders in Matthausen. Jews that were schlepping, and Jews that were suffering, lo aleinu, and Jews that were in the dirt and the schmutz, they knew how to scream, Tzach Liba Malasha. So right now, there are probably many Jews in the world who are screaming because of the baseball season was canceled or something. I don't know. It's not the same thing. Scream comes from a place of this, a place of darkness and pain. And I'm grateful that we live in a good time. We're all grateful that we live in a good time. But me'oimek shol tachtiyas misham migiyat tzarkish le'bal de'oisis. This kind of a scream of tzark libam al Hashem that would make the words of Tisha B'Av, all the talks of Tisha B'Av, absolutely meaningless and unnecessary. Can you imagine? Then on the day of the liberation of Birkenau, of Auschwitz, on the day of liberation, you gather the Jews, the survivors there together, and you say, Chevra, we're now going to have 7 hours of speeches about suffering. That's the Maisa? Collect the Jews that survived Auschwitz and sit them down someplace and say, Chevra, we brought a big rabbi here from America. We brought one of the most famous speakers, the one who's known as a superstar speaker in America, who you see in the newspaper. And he's going to now give you a speech about what suffering is, about what you went through. Could you imagine? They don't have the strength. They didn't have the strength to get up, but if they did, they would get up and walk away. Just like in I told you in Rabbi Lau's book, when there was some rabbi that came to give a speech from America, to give a speech to the survivors, they started yelling, they didn't want to listen to him. And only there was a tzaddik there that got up and started to cry with them, another one of the survivors that was with them together in the concentration camp. And he didn't have to say a word, they just started crying. And that's how it used to be when the Klosenberg, it was his yard site yesterday, that's how it was when the Klosenberg would just look at the Jews there. And when the Satmar would just look at them. You could trust me when I tell you my father, Allah Hashem, didn't need to have speeches on Tisha B'Av. My mother, she should have long, healthy years, doesn't need to have speeches on Tisha B'Av. The same way she doesn't have to have Yom HaShoah, and she doesn't go to the museums. But our generation, we need to have all kinds of kailas and diburim to try to muster up something. But the Navi says, Ne'elamti dumia, I am silenced by this pain. I am mute. I am muted by the pain. Stika, that's something else. That comes from the Chaim and Levain, that comes from the bricks and the mortar of what happened to our ancestors when they were in Egypt. That's where you get such davening from. Of Stark Libam al Hashem. Nimsa Shabapashas Ruach Dibu the Tikun Vafa Shtika the Kilkul, Vichinis Kaishi Kidalel, of the Fiamas Borakan, Shtika Mavila de Kach, Shtark Libam al Hashem. Even though we learned earlier about silence that's bad, that's Kilkul, and we spoke about Kosha, hard and harshness and so on, all of that. But now we're talking about Shtika of Tikun. And Shtika of Tikun is Stark Libam al Hashem. We learned earlier that shtika, that silence means that one is admitting. We spoke about a person who is able to be flexible, like a reed that blows in the wind. But now we understand that a kana means two things. A kana means like the reeds that grow by the river, by water, the reeds that blow in the wind, and a person is rach kana, should be gentle and flexible like a kana. But there's a kana that also means the windpipe, the esophagus. That's the kana. Speech. Rach kikana hagdir also kol shenisha bekana v'lo yigil agarin. Rach kikana on a deep level means that there's something inside of me that's coming from such a deep place that it cannot enter into the esophagus, into the windpipe, and go along and to create letters and words, to enter into letters and words to make speech. It's coming from a deeper place. Hunisha b'tzorak libam el Hashem. It remains in a place that tzorak libam El Hashem. Zuy of Khanis Harakus Shitikuna Kashi Shalashtika should be said offer. This is the Rachius, this is the softness, the gentleness of this tikkun of the Kashius that we spoke about earlier, of Shtika, which is damaging, like a person who gives another person a silent treatment, which we spoke a lot about, should be said offer. The said of offer. Zawim Kane, Mahalach Echad Shall Shtika Midibur. The Gilui shall call. So we have now learned one mahalach in this inyan of shtika from speech. Now next week we're going to learn about shtika of the kol hapnimi, of silencing even that scream of the heart. That's a mishasham for next week's limud. Okay, mishasham. I hope to see those of you who are here. I hope to see you on Shabbos, mishasham. Those who are not. We should be zeichet the time and this gzeir will be completely finished. Everybody should be healthy and we should all be together as Hashem. Yushalayim. Kol sasn with kol simcha to hear the five kailas and to hear the call of Mashiach Sekeinu with the Hashem Amitis. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen.